Miss Caroline!
Frederick was lying against the hearth. My father was just behind the door. There was a gun in his hand. His head... There was blood. So much blood. Both of them were covered in blood.
Your father had killed your cousin, and then himself.
But that's what I thought at first.
Entirely natural supposition.
But I was wrong.
Then what had happened?
I was wrong on two counts. Firstly, Frederick wasn't dead. The bullet had hit him in the shoulder, the left shoulder. The doctor said that the force had thrown him backwards and he'd hit his head against the edge of the hearth.
And knocked himself unconscious?
It's rather more serious than that.
A fracture to the base of the skull.
Damage to the spinal column?
Possibly to the brain itself.
He's still unconscious. He can't talk or move, but he's still alive.
And your father?
Killed instantly.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
Thank you.
Miss Addleton, you said you were wrong on two counts. What was the second?
After the first shock of that awful sight, I realized the truth. Dr. Watson, my father would never have shot a man. Never.
Well, it's very natural that you should think so, Miss Addleton. But the evidence...
My father was not capable of such a terrible act, and I'll not have his memory blackened by such a lie.
But, forgive me, but what other explanation is possible?
I don't know, but there must be one. There must be.
Tell me about the gun. Whose was it?
It was my father's. I know. Yeah, but you have to believe me.
I'd like to, of course. But you have to admit that all the evidence points to your father being guilty.
No, sir, not all the evidence.
You have proof of his innocence?
I have something that doesn't fit, something that isn't right.
Holmes, you know about this.
Miss Addleton put it in her letter, yes. It was the reason I agreed to see her.
Dr. Watson, 10 years ago, my father was injured. He was visiting a factory and there was an accident with one of the machines. His hand was terribly damaged. The doctors worked miracles. You'd never have known to look at him. But he completely lost the use of his fingers and his thumb.
Oh, it sounds as if the tendons were severed.
Yes, that's right. That's what they said. He couldn't pick up or grip anything ever again. You can ask anyone in the household. They'll swear it's true.
Oh, Miss Addleton, I've no reason to doubt your word. Oh,
but it's important. It's so important. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not putting this at all well.
The point, Watson, is that this crippling injury was to William Addleton's right hand.
He trained himself to use his left hand instead. He had no choice.
But what does that have to do with the shooting?
Dr. Watson, when I found my father, he was clutching the gun in his right hand.
Thank you. Thank you for believing in me, Mr. Holmes.
We'll join you at the house as soon as we can, probably later this afternoon.
I'll make sure the study stays locked until you come.
Sure.
Though I'm afraid all sorts of people are rather trampled over everything. The doctor, the servants, police.
Did you tell the police about the gun?
Oh, of course, but they didn't seem to understand what I meant.
Well, they had a straightforward crime with a straightforward solution. I'm afraid that asking them actually to think about things was rather too ambitious. Have a safe journey, Miss Addleton.
I shall. Oh, my heart is so much lighter. Thank you both. All right, driver. Waterloo Station.
Young Waterloo? Yes, miss. Yep, there.
What an exceptional young woman. Observant, too. What do you think really happened in that room?
Let's get back inside.
Well, you obviously think that something's wrong or you wouldn't have taken the case.
Something is wrong.
If he did somehow manage to use his damaged hand, it could explain why he missed.
Missed?
He hit the man's shoulder rather than his heart.
His left shoulder.
Was that significant?
Or there will be. Why do you assume he was aiming for the heart?
Yes. I suppose that's true. We don't actually know that he was trying to kill him, do we?
No, we know remarkably little, in some areas at least, and yet in others. I'm going out.
Ah. Can I help?
Yes, you can.
What? Would you like to tell me how?
By meeting me at Waterloo in time for the 2:45 to Upper Chiddingly.
Oh, very good.
And Watson, bring your revolver.